From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Whilst Montserratians await the date of their elections, its chief minister rejects all claims of financial wrongdoing. A leader of Trinidad's opposition denies plotting with the president against the government. And big American banks are fingered as being unknowingly involved in money laundering on a huge scale. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Montserrat's chief minister has come out fighting against allegations that his office mismanaged and misappropriated funds. David Brandt is refuting the claims made by two ministers who left the government last week. We'll be hearing from him later. Meanwhile, the resignations have triggered earlier than expected elections, and those elections will be the first of their kind in the Caribbean. Keith Stone Graves explains.
The political experts who framed the new system for the island believe that the single territorial-based constituency system offers advantages of particular benefit to microstates such as Montserrat. For the upcoming election, each registered voter on the island will be able to vote for 9 separate candidates. Shetman Brown is a social and political activist. He'll be an independent candidate in the elections.
They can cross party lines if they so desire, and they can select for themselves, island-wide, a group of people who they feel